Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a good day, enjoying at least the sunshine where I am. Nice. Looks very nice. I know it's still a little bit chilly, but looks nice outside. Darren McFarland, that's me. We are practicing our social distancing. This is now show, what is today?
Show 10.
Yeah. Show 10 under this format. I am representing the south side of town, Willie Donick, the east side of town, Chase McCabe, the west side of town, Elijah Campbell, back at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. Teresa Walker, she's representing the Associated Press, and she's done that for a long time. Teresa, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Darren and Chase. How are y'all doing today?
Doing fantastic. So what was it like for you to get the news? Well, for, I guess let me ask you this. Were you set to cover the Olympics this summer?
Yes, I actually was going to be going and helping cover women's basketball. So it was going to be number six, and now it's going to have to wait a year because, you know, we're facing something that, you know, none of us in our lifetimes really have faced. So disappointing, to say the least.
Yep, and now we've learned today that Wimbledon has been canceled. That was set to take place late June. And the first 10, 11 days of July. So that's another cancellation. So I'm going to ask you, as we sit here on the first day of April, none of us have the answer to this, but I'm just going to ask you, who do you think is going to be the first sport to declare they're coming back?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, having been on a call yesterday with players around the NHL Central Division, you know, certainly – you would think that the NBA and NHL are, you know, because they were so close. I mean, we were, you know, a few weeks from them starting their, a month away from starting their postseason. So, you know, and I know that they're looking into trying to find some way of maybe being able to finish off their season. Major League Baseball, you know, never got started. You know, a few days ago, we were all kind of lamenting what would have been opening day. Golf is, you know, PGA stuff has been canceled, and, you know, we're starting to think, you know, the Memorial guys, that's a pretty big tournament in May, you know, with the Masters already being canceled. So that is just such a good question. I'm stuck because here's the thing. If one comes back, Darren, then it feels like the other three or four might be following.
That's exactly what I'm asking because I don't have any doubts. Like, I want to know who's going to be the first one to jump back in the waters, right? Because one – jumps in, everybody's going to follow. So I'm just curious, you know, who you think that first sports group slash entity is going to be to stand up and say, all right, we are coming back on this date. I was just curious how you would answer it.
You know what? I'm going to guess the NBA because, let's face it, they're the ones who, once Rudy Gobert tested positive, that set off the flood.
They did.
The Ivy League had kind of set that toe in the water, but everyone else was like, well, maybe we can play if we don't allow people in. And they just kind of took the lead, and everybody followed at that point. So I'm going to go with the NBA. Hmm.
Do you think the NBA is coming back to try to complete this past season? Do you think the NBA and the NHL actually complete their past seasons or the seasons that they're currently in, or do you think that they're going to be unable to do it, in your opinion?
At this point, considering what I've been reading from all the scientists and specialists, if anything is completed, I think it would be postseasons only. And count me among the cynics that think that's going to be really tough, if not impossible, because, you know, there's hope that maybe we get into June or July, that maybe things ease up. But what we just don't know about this disease is maybe we do that and it starts another spread of this. So, there's been hope that warmer temps would help. We just don't know. And, you know, you can take best guesses, but in the end, it's just going to be easier to err on the side of caution and simply not play.
Yep. Chase, this will interest you. Mike Soroka was doing an interview with Sportsnet, and he said, if we play an 80-game season, it's going to almost feel like playoff baseball the entire year. So isn't that strange how just in a short amount of time, which is really how this is all played out, right? I'll never forget that week as long as I live, that week of shows, how it started with the Ivy League and where it ended up by the end of the week. I mean, every day, every hour, something different. There was a new layer. Something different was happening. And just think how just last week MLB's coming up with, you know, doubleheaders, seven-inning doubleheaders, neutral sites, and, oh, we can cram all this in, and maybe we could get 140 games, or maybe we can complete the season. And now here's Mike Soroka saying, yeah, if we could just get an 80-game season in, it'll feel like playoffs every game.
Well, and Darren, I'm going to point this out. I'm going to give credit to John Hollinger, you know, who used to work for ESPN and the Memphis Grizzlies. He sees it as a bad omen for the NBA. Wimbledon canceled today. You know, those cancellations have kind of slowed over the last week. You know, the SEC yesterday canceled the spring meetings in Destin. You know, so it's been some smaller things like that. But Wimbledon canceled today. You know, it'll be like the first time since 1945 they haven't held that tournament. And that ends in July. So for the hopes that we could get anything going again in June and July, that just seems to be a bit of a gut punch.
No doubt about it. So what do you think? Is there going to be any more Titans moves, you think, from John Robinson before the draft?
Well, there has to be. I mean, you know, there's still some spots to fill. The, you know, the deal that his agent reported last night, the defensive lineman from the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm trying to remember his name. Twitter handle is, thank you. No, not Vic Beasley. That's who the Titans announced yesterday. Jack Crawford, has just a killer Twitter handle. and of course now I'm blanking on it, but you know, he's kind of a fill replacement for Austin Johnson. Well, they haven't really replaced Jarrell Casey yet on that defense or Logan Ryan. So they still kind of need a cornerback, and LeSean Sims is gone. So they still need cornerback depth. And let's face it, with the cap space created with trading Jarrell Casey, we've all been waiting for that other shoe to drop. You know, the move that created space to do. So, you know, it never has felt like it was simply to create space to sign Derrick Henry to another, you know, to a beyond the tag. So, you know, and we all have been thinking, is it going to be Clowney? Well, the problem with that is, you know, the situation we're in makes it tough because, you know, you want to see how healthy he is before you sign him to a big expensive deal. And what is the framework of that deal? We all think that the salary cap's going to go up. But this was all done on math done before, you know, life today in the pandemic with COVID-19. So, you know, we all think TV contracts will still be going up in the next round. But, you know, does that actually happen? So, you know, everything, you know, you're kind of wait and see. But, you know, let's face it, all signs have been pointing to Jadeveon and Clowney as that big move. And, you know, in about an hour, you know, John Robinson's going to be talking to us here in the local media. And that question is bound to come up. And I'm very curious to see what Robinson's answer is to it.
We're talking to Teresa Walker, covers the Titans, and, of course, covers really everything Tennessee sports-wise for the Associated Press. And, Teresa, let me give you a salute, because I notice on your timeline on Twitter you're keeping everybody informed as well with the Associated Press's coverage of the pandemic, which I think is important to mix. You know, we all want to have our release and be able to cover sports, but we also need to stay up on what's happening around the world and, of course, how it affects us here. So good stuff there. And so let me ask you this. What's your sense? You said it today. Maybe we'll get some clues. But where do you think they are right now on Jadeveon Clowney? Do you think they've passed on that, or do you think they have a price in mind that if Clowney were interested, they would go with it? What do you think?
Well, there's been reports that they have made an offer to him. So my hunch is that, yeah, they're trying to get him down to a price. You know, the first reports were that he were wanting, you know, he was wanting DeForest Buckner money. And that's a lot of money to give to a guy who, you know, when he's good, he's good. But he's played one 16-game season in his career. So, and he just had, you know, after he finished the postseason with the Seahawks, had a surgery to fix a sports hernia. So, one, I want to see if he's healthy. And two, I can't overpay for him. You know, now can I do a deal that has a lot of incentives? Absolutely. Let him earn the money. But he obviously, you know, he's hitting the market really for the first time. He's wanting some money as well. So trying to find that middle ground where you can come to, you know, come to Jesus, so to speak, is going to be the challenge. And what the Titans have in their corner, Mike Vrabel. He coached him as a linebackers coach in Houston. He was a coordinator for him for 1 year. He knows him. And let's face it, you know, that is something that they know each other. So Clowney knows what he's getting, but the Titans have to know, are they getting a healthy Jadeveon Clowney before you overpay for him? And thank you, Willie. I'm going to keep sharing the AP news because I know how hard our people are working around the entire world to keep us up to date on this situation.
Yeah, you have a good balance of that, for sure. And with that in mind, I think a lot of us, either on Twitter or maybe you were even watching SportsCenter last night with Scott Van Pelt when he said it. But I know Adam Schefter, who rarely works outside with any kind of opinion or gets much emotion. You know, he's pretty much straightforward info. You know, he got a little emotional, kind of just saying, boy, they're going forward with all this. We don't know what's going to happen down the road. I'll just ask it this way, Teresa. You know, I know we don't want to really think about it. We love our football, and down the road, you know, we have to, if we're optimists, we certainly hope that football starts on time and gets going. But, you know, I got to admit, I'm a little bit concerned, and I'm wondering if you are as well. I mean, we don't want to say it's not going to happen, but at the same time, I think they have to prepare for a lot of scenarios here.
Willie, they absolutely have to. I mean, you know, right now, I can't see any way that they actually have an off-season program or OTAs because, again, we were just talking, you know, we're into April and May and June. How do you do that? You know, now video allows you to keep an eye on guys who are working out, but, you know, you're having to trust an awful lot. And what we see them do is build up. Well, if they don't have an off-season program, old school days, you'd have a longer training camp. Well, that might not be possible. And yes, until there is a vaccine or treatment that we know of that they've been able to document and say, you know, we've had this success and this many people, it's going to be really incredibly risky to try to have football this fall. I know nobody wants to hear that. I know Kirk Herbstreit was taking all sorts of, flack at the end of last week because he said that might be a possibility of no football this fall. It absolutely is a strong possibility. Now, you know, you can't cancel anything until you shouldn't cancel stuff until you get to that point where you need to. But, it's going to take a year to 18 months at the, to get us a vaccine. Well, because you have to do trials. There was AP reported last week, they started a trial in Washington, and vaccinated some human people. Well, we got to see how that goes. And it might work, it might not work. And that's going to be the challenge of how this goes forward. So, you know, the NFL, I don't know about y'all, but I've been a little grateful that we've had free agency such as it is. And I'm kind of glad that we're going to have the draft because that's going to give us all something to talk about, a diversion from what's going on. But, you know, let's face it, nobody knows what's going to happen because, you know, we're having to wait and see, and none of us have been in this situation before. So it's frustrating for sure. And when I saw those comments by Adam Schefter, I completely get it because, let's face it, who isn't thinking this in the back of our heads?
Teresa Walker of the AP here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And as you look at this Titans team right now as it stands, Teresa, and I was going through the roster and the free agent signings that they've made, do you think that this team is better than the one that went to the AFC championship game, or have they taken a step back and have some work to do when draft day comes?
Well, there's still definitely some work to be done because, well, let's face it, they've got to get depth at cornerback. I'd still like to see some more speed and pass rush help. And yeah, they're going to need a little bit more depth on the offensive line. And I'd like to see, you know, what they do to replace Tajay Sharp at wide receiver. Now, it's nice when you're having to replace your number three receiver or four receiver, depending on the health of Adam Humphries. But, you know, guys, I got some
standings or predictions or odds or whatever this morning, just a little while ago. And right now the Titans are 3-2 odds to finish first in the AFC South. Didn't see these last year, I'm just saying, okay? You know, so right now in my odds and reading, you know, there's a reason I don't bet. But yeah, they're 3-2 odds to finish first. The Colts are 7-4 to finish first in the AFC South. So, you know, they're far and away right now the team that is being expected to take that jump. And the reason is because they have 10 of 11 starters right now coming back. And Ryan Tannehill with his deal, you know, whatever, you know, Derrick Henry at the least is tagged. And so you've got those pieces in place. And, you know, if we can see that offense that we saw for so many weeks with Tannehill, then absolutely this is a team that is better. But I just want to see some more. You know, they got some holes. That's what the draft is for. And I still want to see, you know, what they do to replace the leadership, if nothing else, from Logan Ryan and Jarrell Casey. As great as Kevin Byard is, you know, you still need a little bit more help in leadership on that side of the ball.
Well, and the reason I bring that up is I was looking through the Titans on their website, have a section, free agency under John Robinson. And I feel like his draft evaluation, how he's drafted, I would give him a higher grade than I would for some of the free agent signings that he's made since he's been general manager. There have been some that have worked, but then there have been some definite misses. So when you look at that in the big picture, how would you evaluate how he has signed free agents in his tenure with the Titans?
Well, there have definitely been some misses. I mean, is there anybody who gives him thumbs up for the Deion Lewis signing? But you have the Malcolm Butler signing, and, you know, we saw just how valuable he is when he was on IR. You know, could you imagine having had him in that AFC Championship game? So, they got to the AFC Championship game last year. So, yeah, I think you have to grade it maybe B- at this point. But, you know, that's an area where his style in free agency has been more to, you know, keep guys. You know, last year signing Kenny Vaccaro before he hit the market. This year, Tannehill. But you know what? You also have to give him credit because, you know, maybe I'm going to bump that up to an A- because, you know, I'm going to think back now. It wasn't a free agent signing, but that trade to get Ryan Tannehill, that was the biggest move that I think he's made in free agency, and that was a pretty strong one.
Are you getting the first question today?
Well, I would hope so. At least with Vrabel, I haven't had that many availabilities with John Robinson in a while. So, but yes, I would humbly hope so. I mean, Associated Press, we're right there at the start of the alphabet.
That's a good point. do you have your question ready? Do you when
oh,
called
yeah.
upon, are you ready to go?
Oh, are you kidding? With what we're trying to do and stretch and cover as many topics, I've got a long list of questions that I know I'm not going to get asked, but I'm going to be checking off to make sure that they get asked because we got to cover a lot of ground today.
There you go. She's prepared. She's ready. She's got about an hour, and she'll be ready to get after John Robinson and Mike Vrabel. Teresa Walker, appreciate the visit. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Chase, Willie, and Darren, and y'all stay safe.
All right, you do the same. Teresa Walker, Associated Press, Predator, or the Titans, indeed, will have a press conference a little bit later today. It'll be in the third hour of the show with the general manager and the head coach. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.